Listening 79. The Famine Lands. The worst holiday of my life was in Africa a few years ago. Instead of taking a package holiday, I went on my own and landed in an area of famine. An environmental disaster had flooded all the fields and there was no food left. There was also a civil war and insurgents bombed a chemical factory. Because the river was flooded for miles, the chemicals were flowing into the river. As a firefighter, I was used to coping with disaster, but this was too much. Every day, I walked around my hotel room frantically waiting for a call from the travel agency to get me a flight out. There were also scorpions, so every night I had to make certain there were none in my bed. After a battle destroyed the last plane in the country, I had to travel by car. I bought some essential supplies, established the best route, and hired some bodyguards to protect me. Even so, I was attacked. All foreigners were valuable to the insurgents, and I was no exception. Luckily, I exchanged my Rolex watch for an AK-47 and managed to escape. After hearing about the existence of a secret tunnel out of the country, I expected to be safe within 48 hours. Unfortunately, though, government forces used a JCB to extract the concrete tunnel from the ground and filled it with a toxic fluid. That was it. I couldn't take any more, and I started crying. It wasn't fair. Finally, after walking for 50 miles without water and food through the heart of the famine lands, I made it to safety. Next year, I think I'll go to Torremolinos.